Okay, thank you very much everyone for joining, especially on such short notice. We're trying to pack in a few more shiurim now because I'm heading off to Poland, Be'ezras Hashem, this evening and won't be back until late Thursday night. So we did Sunday's shiur on Friday. Now we'll do Monday's shiur and hopefully Tuesday's shiur as well. So when we get back, we'll only be a couple of shiurim behind. So unless I'm able to do something from Poland, which I highly doubt. So we are up to Simin Shin Ayin Ches If Dalid. This is page Reish Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding in the last few words of page 492, Reish Mem Vav. Amid Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yachid Darba Pnimis V'Yachid Bachitzona Oshnayim Bachitzona Ve'ervu. If you have a Yachid, that is that what we're up to? I think that's what we're up to, right? I think so, yeah. So im yachad darba pnimis v'yachad bachitzon, if you have one individual that lives in the inner chatzer and one individual that lives in the outer chatzer, o shnayim bachitzon, or you have two people that live in the outer chatzer, ve'ervu, and they made an eruv with each other, the two people in the outer chatzer, eina yachad shav pnimis osra al chitzon, the guy in the inner chatzer does not aser, the fact that he has drisas haregel, that he's able to walk through the outer chatzer, does not cause any problems for the people in the outer chatzer. Says Rama, v'hu adin, rabbi, v'hu din rabim shehim ki yachid vein tzrich na'ariv k'derekshen is parallel sim shenayin, and it doesn't matter if it's actually a yachid or it's a rabim that has a din of a yachid, but the point is that if as long as they don't need an eruv in their own right, they're not going to cause a problem for other people either. So let's see the Mishnah Brura. O shnayim b'chitzona ve'ervu haynu osam ashnayim levad, that those two people in the outer chatzer made their own eruv. Avalo mapnimis, we're not talking about where they made an eruv with the guy in the inner chatzer. Vashminim b'zen, the chiddush is delo tema de gazrinan mishum shiyiz b'ushi yishnayim b'pnimis kama b'chitzona v'navalahat yirgam b'zeh. And the chiddush is that you shouldn't say that we make a gezerah that people will think that there are two people in the inner chatzer the same way there are two people in the outer chatzer, and therefore people might come to be mekil even in such a case. V'asim b'vaday asim medina v'nav regal asur b'mkoma. And that would really be a problem because that's a regal asur b'mkoma. Basically, the principle we're operating with is that if people are not allowed to carry where they are, then they can cause a problem in a place where they have drisas haregel. So if the people in the pnimis are not allowed to carry where they are because there are multiple residents there and they don't have an eruv, then their drisas haregel in the outer chatzer causes a problem for the outer chatzer. But if where they are, if it's a regel hamuteres b'makoma, where they are, they're allowed to carry. There's only one guy in the pnimis, so he doesn't need an eruv. He's allowed to carry. Then he's not going to cause a problem for the people in the outer chatzer. So eina yachad shab pnimis. Even though the inner chatzer and the outer chatzer didn't make an eruv with each other, with one another, nevertheless, it's not going to be a problem for the guys in the outer chatzer because the guy in the inner chatzer is a regel hamuteres b'makoma. He's permitted to carry within his own chatzer, and therefore he doesn't cause a problem for the other chatzer, for the outer chatzer. Rabim shem kiyachid, and that's true even if in the pnimis there are multiple people, but they have a din like a yachid. Hainu shreba pnimis ha'avim. For example, it's one family, it's a father and his sons who are supported by him. We already discussed those cases of when you could have multiple people that have a din of a single person, of a single residence. Let's say you have three chatzeros, one further in than the other, and there's only one resident of each chatzer. Even though a lot of people travel through the outer chatzer, it's not a problem. Shekalachas muteres b'mekoma. Again, this is an application of that principle. Because each chatzer, where they are, since they're the sole resident of their chatzer, they don't need an eruv in their chatzer, and therefore it's perfectly fine. But if on the inner chatzer there are two people that didn't make an eruv with one another, then since they're not allowed to carry in their own chatzer, their rights of drisas haregel in the second and the outermost chatzer are going to cause a problem. Zaklal, and the rule is regel ha'asura b'mkoma osera shalom b'mkoma v'regel ha'muteres eino osera shalom b'mkoma. When you have a regel ha'asura b'mkoma that in their own chatzer they're not allowed to carry things from the bayis to the chatzer, so then they can cause problems for people in the other chatzeros that they would walk through. But a regel ha'muteres b'mkoma, if they're allowed to carry things within their own chatzer, then they do not cause problems for people in other chatzeros. Shin ayin tes. If you have two chatzeros and there are three houses in between in between the two chatzeros. Psuchim zel lezed, the three houses open up directly into one another. Verotzim la'arev yachad, and they all want to make one big eruv. So what you do is, normally, in order to make an eruv, everybody needs to participate, except for the house where the eruv is kept. That house doesn't need to contribute to the eruv. So over here, you can get away with all three of them not contributing to the eruv. Chatzer ze abav derech bayisha etzlo v'nosin eruva bayisha ba'emza v'chenos ha'shnia. The chatzer on the right side could go through the bayis that's closest to it and put the eruv in the house in the middle. Chatzer on the left side could go through the bayis that's closest to it and put the eruv in the middle. Umutarim b'shlashtan, and then all three houses are good. Shekol bayisha etzal chatzer chashlo kebeishar v'ein tzarich liten pas. The two houses that flank the middle house are considered like a base shard to get to the middle house, and therefore they don't need to contribute. And the middle house certainly doesn't need to contribute because that's the house where they actually keep the Eruv. Meaning not only do these houses open up into one another, they also open up into the chatzer that they are a part of. Even though normally the rule is that if one of the homes does not contribute to the Eruv, it ruins everything. Over here you have this unusual case where you have these three homes which are not contributing to the Eruv, and yet they're allowed to carry. As long as the right-hand chatzer puts their Eruv in the middle house, and the left-hand chatzer puts it in the middle house, so the two houses that flank the middle house are considered like a base shar, and the middle house is the house that has the eruv, so none of them need to participate. That everyone is allowed to carry in those houses and out of those houses and the other houses as well, even though these three houses didn't contribute to the eruv. Why? Because the two houses that flank the middle house are chashv lo kebeis shar. Since the Bnei HaChatzer had to go through this house in order to put the Eruv in the middle house, so that's why it's considered a Beishar. And some say that even if you don't keep the Eruv in the middle house, these three houses do not need to participate in the Eruv because you have to walk through them anyway to get to where you actually put the Eruv. That's a Yeshom. They do not need to contribute any bread to the Eruv. Sif Beis. Shtei Chatzer, this is the second Sif that we're going to have today that has zero Mishnah Brura on it. Sif Hei, in the last Sif in Simon Shinai and Ches, had zero Mishnah Brura, and over here Sif Beis has zero Mishnah Brura on it. Shtei Chatzeros Shnei Batim B'neim. If you have two Chatzeros and there are two houses between them, Velo Ivri Yachad El Kalachas La'atzma, and the two Chatzeros didn't join together in an Eruv, each one made their own separate Eruv. Ubab and Chatzer Zed Derech Bayish Etzlo V'niach Eruvo B'Bayish Etzal Hasheni. And the Bnei Chatzer on the right side, the Chatzer that's on the right side went through the house that's adjacent to it and put their Eruv in the second house, that's closer to the left, and the chatzar on the left side did the same. They went through the house that's adjacent to it and put the eruv in the house that's closer to the right. Lo kanu eruv. Then the eruv is invalid. Because each one put their eruv in a beis shar of another chatzar. It's not considered to belong to their chatzar. So that will be the end of the first of our two shiurim. And to summarize what we learned today, we said in Shin Ayin Ches, Sif Dalid, that if you have Sif Dalid and Sif Hei formulated the rule that Regal Amutar Ha'asura B'Mekoma will Asur Shalom B'Mekoma. So if you have people of the Bnei Chatzer HaPnimi are not allowed to carry in their own Chatzer, the fact that they have Drisas HaRegal on the Chitzona will ruin the Erev in the Chitzona. But Regal Amutaris B'Mekoma Zeno Asur Shalom B'Mekoma. So if the Bnei Chatzer HaPnimi are allowed to carry in their own chatzer, then they're not going to cause any problems for the Arul Chatzar. And then Simin Shinayin Tes, we said that if you, that not only does the house where the Eruv is kept not need to contribute to the Eruv, but any base shahr in order to get to the house where the Eruv is kept also does not need to contribute to the Eruv. So you can conceivably have three houses lined up, one next to the other, that need not contribute to the Eruv, and the Eruv would still be valid.